Let's talk a little bit more about clinical research that, you know, maybe a little bit closer to docs in practice. And I wonder if you could comment on the paper that you were part of, or was editorial really, in the JCO in September, commenting on the issue of small cell cancer.
At ASCO this year, we had a series of presentations on small cell lung cancer. You see, the problem with small cell is we've not had any major advances in this disease for ages. It's sort of had a plateau in terms of efficacy in the past 20 years.
And you all pointed out in the editorial that it's kind of surprising in a way because it's pretty chemosensitive.
Correct. It is very chemosensitive. The problem with small cell, though, is it also, the disease itself, the tumor cells, quickly develop chemo resistance. And so even though they're initially chemosensitive, it just so happens that these tumor cells, because they have a unique biology, they have a lot of mutations that provide the cancer cell with the ability to become resistant fairly quickly. And that, unfortunately, is the downside of small cell. Anyway, so in this editorial, what we did was we reviewed the Hermes trial. So this was a Norwegian trial looking at carboplatin and irinotecan. And they were comparing that doublet to a control arm of etoposide plus carboplatin.